Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, super detoured route. My route is completely tow up. I'll show pictures of it later, one way or the other, because believe me, I took all kinds of pictures. I have it documented on how tore up they got my route. Granted, they have been signs up that the bike path has been closed, was closed, but they've been up for like a year or so. A couple years, we just ignore them. Everybody just walk on them like normal because there's no work being done. But now, looks like there's major work being done. I am sure that when it's done, it will be an improved situation because they really are cutting it up. You guys should see some pretty nicely manicure cutout sections of the path. Look like they're getting rid of tree roots and maybe other stuff, and then, you know, gonna fill it in with cement or whatever. So, you know, that's the thing. And there are alternate routes, obviously, detours. And in this detour, I found this one street here called Hillview Park. Hillview Park Avenue. Nicest, quietest street I've probably ever seen in my life. I mean, this street right here, just so nice and quiet. And you can tell, fairly affluent. Houses here, definitely a million plus, maybe two. Just no sidewalks. Just, you know, really nice. And what you see a lot of is people working. You see landscapers out here in construction, people working on their houses. So you can see that. Oh boy, something just came in. They're trying to go to Canton, Ohio to see Jurassic something with granddaughter and the kids on the 15th. And I made a mistake and said I was available the 15th. And the 15th, Pittsburgh plays Denver. So, I don't know how that's gonna work out. Not that I want the plans to fall through, but, and I will have NFL Sunday ticket on my phone. And she just asked me, am I sure? Am I open on the 15th? And the answer is no. Hold on, I'm gonna reply back now. Okay, where was I? Had to lay that down, let them know. Well, the game is at Denver. Doesn't start till 4 o'clock their time. Messages coming in. I tell you, it's dealing with people and family and stuff, doing normal, you know, normal work and stuff. Doing normal family social stuff with people. I'm not used to it. So I'm not used to getting text messages asking me about scheduling and logistics, even if it's fun stuff. Even if it's fun stuff like going to see Jurassic World with granddaughter. That takes coordination. That means getting people together, scheduling, this, that, and then more than likely, it's gonna be, you gotta contribute and participate. No, not just contribute and participate, you gotta do something. You know, you gotta like do something extra, like drive or pick this up or do that or pay for this or something. And it's worth it. You know, I'm just not used to it. And it's me. Like I said, I'm the outlier. It's me. I'm just not used to it. because I do everything myself and by myself. But to have a good time, for it to be a party, to put a party together, it takes effort, coordinated effort. And many, many, many a time, I've benefited from that coordinated effort and was in awe of it and was loving that coordinated effort. There's my blocked off, trenched up default walk. This part isn't being worked on right here. This is like a cutaway. And then the walk starts again on the other side of this little cutout. And I gotta walk up to a regular street and take a regular street across. It's not so bad, but it's not my default route. Not only did I become accustomed to, but it's nice, it's pleasant. There's no cars. There's annoying bicyclists. Gotta have something to annoy you, come on. Gotta have something to bug you a little bit. But anyhow, we got that worked out. Just dealing, you know, dealing with people. My ex-wife, you know this, who's this? Where's Kimberly, Bellable, who's, you know, who's this? How are we gonna do this? I wanna go. You know, and it's fun. And they probably enjoy that, just like I enjoy putting together my trips, like I was doing today, going over the trip, checking the travel time from Youngstown to Bethesda, driving, come to find out, $30 toll to save 47 minutes. Or I could take like the longer route or one of the highways instead of the freeways and, you know, save some time, which I'll do since it'll be in the daytime. At night, those things get kind of dicey if you have, not dicey, but it's dark back there. It'd be like really dark. And you'd be back there in places you don't know. And the way these people got me programmed, you think everybody in the Klan back in that area. And quite frankly, I ain't mad at them if they was. I'm like, okay, cool. You know. You can have yours. Here's where it's blocked off again. Here's where it says, these signs been up here for like a year. Quite frankly, I don't mind in those rural places where they want to keep people out. Black or white or whatever. I'm like, you can have your area, you know? You can have yours. I don't have to invade your space. You can have it, you know? At least in today's age. Maybe 100 years ago, when there was legal segregation and legally black people couldn't drink from this fountain, you know, that part has been torn down. Sure, some of that's gonna linger. Sure, there's gonna be racism, you know, to a degree. And I think we need at least a little bit of it. But I don't think it's nowhere near to degree to get the attention that it does today. I do not believe that the attention that racism and the such gets today is warranted. But, you know, I was talking about riding through those rural places back in Ohio off of that freeway, save $30, we got to ride through Klan territory. And I don't even know if it's Klan territory, to be honest. I joke, and I do get a little leery when I'm back there. I do look around, you know, because you will see the Confederate flag every now and then, and you will see Trump 2024 flags. And the very fact, I just realized that I associated that with racism and him being racist may be incorrect and part of the programming that the Democratic Party has put out there. The fact that I just instantly said Confederate flag and Trump 2024, put those two together, may be on me, because I don't necessarily believe Trump is racist. I believe he's a classist. It's all about money and what you can do. He's impolite. He's unmannerly. You know, he says some derogatory things, all that, but that don't make him a racist. Yeah, it's the way I look at it. Yeah, I hear you. So, and for me, and I just realized, for me to put those two together in my head, even if it's in my head, you know, because I'm driving back there and things go through your mind. If I get a flat tire, whose door do I go knock on? You know? Or who do I call if I don't got cell service? Or I just sit there till daylight and pray all of a sudden, atheist praying. Not sure how I got on this topic, but on my detour route, making plans with family to go see Jurassic World in Canton, September, and office day today, I get to drive into downtown Los Angeles. I love that. I get to drive into downtown Los Angeles. I love that. And that Wednesday's week's been flying by. Wednesday already. Seems like we just did this last week. You know, seems like we just did this. We're doing it again. All right. Party over here. And then after that, I'm going to get Mr. Scale. I left Mr. Scale and my whole suitcase full of cameras, my primary laptop, my primary data storage, bunch of other electronic stuff and some clothes, and Mr. Scale. It's weird being, not having Mr. Scale. I look forward to that weigh-in every day. I look forward to that weigh-in every day. And I realized how much when I wasn't able to do it these last couple days. Now, there's been times where I went away without Mr. Scale, but when I'm home, it's always there. And I thought I had another one. I thought I had another one that was digital, but didn't, you know, talk to my phone, but I must have got rid of it, or I might have took it to storage. I didn't have it there, because I would have weighed myself and just manually entered it, but I couldn't find it. So I definitely, definitely miss having that metric, that checkpoint to get on the scale, check myself. So we'll see how I did over these last few days, eating-wise. And Wednesday office day is usually a big eating day. So we'll see how I handle that. We'll see how I handle that. Because last night I had 3 pieces of pizza and popcorn. And it feels like that was a lot. And maybe in my mind, I'm thinking it's more than what it really is. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. How it feels. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. When I get on the scale tonight, hopefully I can control myself, because I would love to see a rewarding number when I get on the scale tonight before I go to bed. See what it says. That means I'm gonna have to, and I will too. I always put the scale I put at the bottom of the suitcase. It's the one of the first things I pack. It is at like the bottom. And I'm gonna go in there, open it all up. I gotta get my laptop out anyway. And it's not really that densely packed. So. And it's fun, and again, it's fun to plan. It's fun for me to plan and manage this little excursion back and forth and have stuff ready and be packing and unpacking and getting, you know, I need this, I need that. And then actually go and execute it. Detour. You see that? Detour. It's fun. I enjoy it. I get to go down into the metropolis. I think I went downtown last week to work in the office. Didn't take any pictures. I don't think I took any pictures while I was down there, which is very strange for me. So I usually, you know, take pictures of everything, especially downtown. I love me some downtown. Love being part of that. You know, we love being a part of that. Man, it's good to socialize and see people, see coworkers and stuff. So it's good seeing coworkers and camaraderie. And there's always food. Last week it was some kale salad. Oh my God, this stuff was so good. I don't know if it was guacamole in it or what. Or beans or whatever it was, cheese or something. But it was so good. My God, it was good. Kale salad. Who'd have thunk? My God, it was good. It was left over from somebody else's luncheon. Because, you know, you'd be sitting there. And then my boy walked by, flashed his plate, let me know that, what I call it, open season? Open season on the food, I think I call it, or something. You know, that means the people who had their luncheon is done and the food is just there. And they'll just throw it away if you don't use it. So, I grab it. End of our luncheon, I took enough food home to eat for a week. I ate it for lunch for a week. Rice and chicken. And pasta salad. Where did I get that pasta salad? I got pasta salad from somewhere else. What? I tried to flip it around so you can see Mr. Doggy showing me his teeth. So, see, it's not so bad. It's not my bike path. It's not the path that I'm used to. And it's not even the used to part. It's how nicer it is than walking on a regular street. It's more quiet. And that can be seen as, you know, good or bad, however you want to look at it. And it says open lane. I wonder if we can walk there. I wonder if you can walk and just not ride your bike. Because if I see anybody ever walking or walking through there, I'ma go. But I haven't seen anybody walking through there. So I just go ahead and take the detour. It's just easier. Now see up here, I see them working. They're definitely working up there. So that, you know, and there's a street right there, so it's no problem at all. You know. There's a street right there, so this one is no problem at all. Bike path detour. Look at that. It's the whole thing right there. The whole thing. Wow, I've been walking this thing for years now. I got to check and see when I started doing this. I got to see how, because it might be a few years now. It's definitely a few years. But how many years, you know? Because I've been walking this. I just started doing these things. Next thing you know, it's 10, 15 years I've been doing it. 5, 10 years, you know. I'm gonna have to look through my records to see. Probably gonna look through my timeline, my Google timeline, and show me, you know, how I've been walking. Cause I always ride my bike. I think it was pre-pandemic I was out here. Pandemic was what, 4 years ago now? Yeah, so let me see, has it been 10 years since 2014? No, well, it's 2024 now. 10 years would be 2014. No, it ain't been 10 years. It ain't been 10 years. What was I doing in 2014? I remember. 2014 was a pivotal year. It was a pivotal year for me. I quit working at the IRS. Relationship breakup. Went to stay with my father in his house. We put work in the house because he wanted to stay there. He wanted to try to stay there, but he couldn't. He was trying to get the car ready. He was trying to, you know, do stuff to stay there. And he just wasn't physically able. So I had to bring him back. To California after we did stuff to the house. So it's a big year. All right, y'all. I think I've exhausted much of what I want to say. I'm not going to say all of it, because come on, we all know there's always something more to say. Yeah, it's going to be really nice when they get done. Obviously, it's obviously going to be really nice when they get done, whenever that is. And as you can see, I'm walking pretty much either on the side. See, that's where they're working. And I just come over here now since nobody's, you know, in front of me working. And see, it's nicer walking in the shade. Trees overhead, you know, being in the street, not in the street kind of don't matter, but it's nice to walk on my pathway, just for a little bit even. As you can see, it's toe up, it's toe up and blocked off. And I don't, even that part up there is blocked off now. The part after this part wasn't blocked off until I think yesterday or today, this week. So now they're blocking that part off, but they ain't doing no work up there yet, as you can see, but they got it blocked off. So I walked that one today. And it was this lady walking that way. I was like, come on, you can go. They ain't doing nothing down there. And she walked. She was gonna walk up to the detour. I was like, yeah, you come on. You know, they good. So she walked. She came on in and walked there. So I'm part of the problem. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed, any atom in this or in the universe that ever was, is or will be a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.